Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back with you on a South Florida High School radio show, Monday evening version. Larry Gleason taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. We have NFL football, and it's going to be exciting again. Next week, you could almost guarantee at 6:20, Corey Bender, and 6:30, Joe Gross, Coach Joe Gross from Westland Hialeah. Had some technical difficulties early on, but we are back. And for those of you wanting to hear some Gator talk with Corey, but he'll be on next week, so we already confirmed that. And also Coach Joe Gross from Westland Hialeah, and we'll check in with another week of a team that is really doing well. But we do have some, as we kick off our show here, as far as University of Miami talk. Hot topic, definitely hot topic in the area, and as he does throughout the course of a year. Stefan Adams from Kane Insight is kind enough to join us. Stefan, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday night.
Absolutely, Larry. How's everything going? Good?
I'm doing well, but I'll tell you what, the message boards, the stories, the blogs, the reports are heating up in Coral Gables. Obviously, you know as well as I do, it doesn't take much to get the fan base and then some of the home folk not happy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like it's a common theme, and we've been talking about the past few weeks and even sometimes the past few years. Kind of seems like Miami always gets themselves kind of stuck in these little ruts, and they kind of feel like now they're kind of at the point, a lot of fans calling for the Manny Diaz's head, and justifiably so. I mean, the team has not looked very, very well, and pretty much any metric you look at, you know, missed tackles, penalties, you know, tons of things that just tell you that this is not a well-coached team right now. And, look, there's still another half of the season to go. We'll see, you know, how Miami finishes. But not looking great for Coach Diaz, and the fans are pretty upset, as they have a right to be.
Yeah, well, the one thing, though, that we are seeing, and if this is one of those years where, you know, it's kind of, it may be a wash, is you're getting a chance to look at a lot of the young kids. And you and I talked about this when we were at the game that night about you'd much rather see the young kids make the mistake than five-year seniors. You know, I mean, this is, a freshman coming in is going to make a mistake, but a fifth-year senior is not the type of guy, you know, you want in your lineup if he's dropping passes, if he's missing assignment after assignment. Talk about that, because I think that we're really seeing kind of the future of Miami with a lot of these kids who were 4 and 5 stars.
Yeah, a lot of young kids, guys like James Williams, some others have come in, and they've flashed. But like you said, there's been plenty of mistakes coming from them too. You know, you can't just excuse it just because it's coming from a younger player. Sure, you'd rather have that younger player doing that than, like you said, a fifth-year senior. And, Miami has been guilty of that plenty of times, some of those older guys dropping passes, like you mentioned, the penalties, the missed tackles. You kind of definitely noticed the last two games, the Central Connecticut game, the FCS yeah. team that they played, and then, of course, Virginia the week after. You definitely noticed a little bit more concerted effort of those younger guys being, given some more time to shine and just kind of seeing what they can do. Just too many of these guys, and we talked about it on Kane's Insight, on our podcast, right. And, in other mediums. A lot of these guys that Miami, these older players that have come back, it was great for Miami to have that extra experience coming back, but some of these guys, really just better suited to be depth options, not really guys you really want in your starting lineup right now. Guys like Gervin Hall at safety, or, you know, Bradley Jennings at linebacker, guys that have played a lot of football at Miami. You know, they've had spurts where they have played well, but there's too many limitations there, and just not the type of guys you want to see, you know, on an every down basis starting for Miami. So the guys like James Williams, guys like Cameron Kitchens are getting a little bit more play at linebacker. You know, we've seen more of Corey Flagg this year. So I think that's going to be continuing to be a trend going forward, and it'll be interesting to see, you know, starting this weekend against UNC.
Yeah, no doubt. Stephen Adams joining us, Canes Insight. And here's probably the big question, is probably not even a question anymore. This is the Tyler Van Dyke era, because he's got nobody really pushing him right now. Both the quarterbacks are hurt that would be playing or that would be backing up. So this is his deal. Did he impress you enough in that Virginia game where he could probably handle the rest of the season?
He made some plays, you know, there, you can't discount that. He looked a little uncomfortable the first quarter or so, maybe the first half. It was a lot of that pocket presence and awareness within the pocket that you kind of worried about with young players, and kind of just takes reps and it takes time to get more comfortable at this level with the game speed and whatnot. But you could tell he was a little hesitant, you know, maybe a little gun shy at first, took a lot of sacks, or held on to the ball a little bit too long, more than necessary. That kind of led to some, tough down and distances for Miami. But you really saw his talent and his ceiling in that second half, where he led Miami all the way back, and, you know, he led them down the field to multiple touchdown drives, and, of course, had them in position to, kick the game-winning field goal at the end. You saw a little mix of that running and throwing prowess that he's been known for back in high school. And of course, on his time in the on the practice field as well. But it's another thing to be able to show it. So it's definitely encouraging signs, from the freshman Tyler Van Dyke. And he's got plenty more room to grow. It's just all gonna be about being more comfortable and how he fares under pressure, because he's not gonna have all day to sit in the pocket in Alabama or whatnot. You know, Miami's offensive line just not quite on that caliber. He's gonna have to have a quick clock in his head, make quick decisions under pressure, and that's really what it's all going to be about, because he has all the tools. He's got the arm and he's got the athleticism, so it's going to be exciting to see him grow moving forward.
Well, and as we're talking to Stephen Adams and Canes Insight, I mean, this is going to be a road game. this is a road game. So
yeah,
Miami obviously had that neutral game with Alabama, but they've been in the friendly confines pretty much the rest of the way, in a place that they've really not done great at, against the team that embarrassed them last year. I mean, maybe even set things back. How much fire does Miami need to? To me, I would be just totally disappointed if they didn't just burst out of there and just. I mean, come on. I mean, this team took you apart in front of millions of people last year.
Yeah, I guess that's part of the one upside, you could say. It really could not have gotten worse this year as compared to last year, because there's only room to go. There's only up to go, but. Yeah, it's I watched that UNC game this past weekend against Florida State. I've watched a couple of their games this past year. They're extremely beatable, of course, as the records suggest. But it's interesting because, you know, Miami, North Carolina, coming into the season, were expected to be, you know, the two top dogs in the Coastal, right, battling out for the right to go to the ACC championship. And neither has even come close to living up to expectations. So it's kind of a battle between, two teams that just have failed to live up to that so far this year. And UNC still has plenty of talent, you know, just like Miami does. You know, Sam Howell, considered one of the best quarterbacks in the country. He's had huge games. He's had games where he's looked pretty mortal. So it's going to be about pressuring him, getting him uncomfortable, just like I'm sure they're going to be trying to do to Tyler Van Dyke, and which is basically his third start, second against an FBS team, first road start for him. So it's going to be quite a battle. Miami's gotta find a way to stop their running game. Last year, like you said, they just completely embarrassed them. And not too much has changed from a personnel perspective with Miami.
Right.
So if anything, their defense looks a little bit worse, especially without those defensive ends that they had last year, those first round picks, defensive ends, and Quincy Roche as well. So it's going to be more about a team effort of, it's not going to be really one guy that you can really say that has to step up on that defense. It's really going to be about a team effort of really, coming together, not missing tackles, and, just playing assignment football, just really the fundamentals, the basics. So that's something, it's sad to say, Miami's really has struggled this year. It sounds simple, but, when you're just, when you're seeing this week after week, Miami not executing, that's, you got to call it out. And, that's just kind of where they are right now. So if they, there's a blueprint out there to beat this North Carolina team. I'm sure Miami's got 2 weeks now preparing for that. I'm sure they watched plenty of that Florida State game this past weekend. It's going to be all about how well this game plan is drawn up. It's going to be another big test for where Miami or Manny Diaz is at in his third year at Miami, because like I said, the game plan's there for the win, and Miami has the talent. So we'll just have to see how it goes.
No doubt. Before we let you go, recruiting-wise, I know you are as close to the, as anybody to recruiting. What does it look like right now? Anybody ready to pull the trigger? Anybody ready to make, some choices? Because you know as well as anybody.
Sure. I mean, there's always a few kids. There's a couple, coming up now that are getting ready to make their decision. It hasn't been the best, advertisement for the program this past season. Things were looking pretty rosy over the summer. Miami had a nice string of commitments to end out the summer, and a lot of highly recruited kids that a lot of schools would love to have on their team. And they're kind of at the point right now where it's tough, bringing these kind of kids. These high level kids that have offers from everywhere in the country. You can talk about a guy like a Shamar Stewart, of course, in Miami's backyard, probably the top guy on their board at for sure defensively. It's just going to be about showing a better product on the field, because again, they were able to get away with that a little bit more, I think, in the first 2 years of that Manny Diaz era, being able to sell, kind of the vision for the program. But it's getting kind of close to be that time where you got to have a kind of proof of concept and kind of have some results for these kids to kind of fall back on. It's going to be tough, but there's plenty of talented prospects in their backyard. They're not going to want for talent, ever here at Miami. They're going to get a pretty nice class here, regardless. So, it's not too much of a concern, but it'll be interesting to see where some of these kids end up coming up here.
Excellent. Tell everybody how to follow you and on website and your social media.
Absolutely. Well, you guys can go to canesinsight.com or check out the podcast on any, wherever you listen to podcasts. The Canes Insight podcast is on pretty much any platform you would want. The Canes Insight YouTube channel, Twitter, all that great stuff. Just video content, audio content, written content, too, if you're into that. Check us out if you haven't already, canesinsight.com.
Thanks, Steph. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Larry. All right. Take care.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.